Okay, we'll get started again.
我们现在重新开始。
Just before the break, we were talking about how the Holy Spirit has a ministry to present the gospel to us.
我们在结束前有提到，就是圣灵他其实有一个事工，就是要教导我们所有的福音。
Very similar to the way that he teaches us Bible doctrine in a classroom situation.
就很像我们在上课的时候，在教室里上课的时候，圣灵其实也在参与教导我们的工作。
That's under the concept of Operation Z, which you older students would have studied with me before.
就是这个呢，就是我们之前上曾经教过的一个。 Operation Z.
I'll just put the Z on the board. You remember you have the pastor and the Holy Spirit and the human mind and then the human heart.
对，这个在之前教的时候呢，就是把。
So from the pastor teaches.
从牧师的教导。
And the Holy Spirit picks up the information to your thinking, to your mind.
虽然由牧师教导，但是呢，是由圣灵把这些教导的东西进入到我们真正的进到我们的脑子里。
It goes to your mind, and then if you believe the information with positive volition, it goes to your heart or your cardia.
而如果呢，你进到你的脑子以后，你的自由意志如果决定相信，它就会进到我们的心。
It's a similar concept, not exactly the same, but a similar concept when the Holy Spirit is used to convict the information about the gospel.
而最主要就是在讲的是圣灵呢，它其实是用一种非常强有力的说服能力，来够把福音教导到我们的心中。
See, the verb here in John 16:8, they say convict in the English. This is to convince. So what the verb eleko means here is he convinces you this is true. You cannot deny this information.
所以这个原来的希腊文的意思就是说它是用了一个字是类似一个非常强有力的说服这个概念。
I don't know what the verb is that you have in the Chinese, but there's something there that he's like saying, convincing you. What's the verb in here?
He's saying that it proves. Human beings have skill.
Oh, okay, proof. So we use the word proof, right?
所以他说也可以用证明这个词也是OK的啦。Okay,
but so the Holy Spirit is saying you are a sinner.
所以圣灵说你是一个罪人。For
example, Romans 3:23. You have to have a Bible verse when you're talking to the unbeliever. Like Romans 3:23 says, all have fallen short of the glory of God. So, if you're presenting the gospel, and it has to be in words, the Holy Spirit does not work in a vacuum, but you could give them
Romans 3:23.
This isn't the only verse in the Bible which teaches us that God has written in His Word that we are all sinners.
这个呢是在圣经里面最明显的告诉我们说我们全部都是罪人，这句话就很清楚地告诉我们了。Okay,
but this isn't the only verse. There's other verses in Scripture.
这不是光这一个经句，还有其他地方都有在强调我们都是罪人。Okay,
but you only need one verse.
但是只要一个句子。 很清楚的时候就够了。
If you presented this verse to the unbeliever, the Holy Spirit is then going to tell him, this is true. What you're reading here or what you're hearing, this information is true.
所以呢，当我们把这样的一个福音，一个句子教导或者告诉了其他非基督徒的人，他们当你交出去的时候，圣灵就会工作，就会在那个人脑子里说这是真的。
Now, just like when we're learning Bible doctrine, we still have to make a decision. Do we believe the information is true or not?
就像我们在学习圣经教义的时候，我们还是一样，每一次每一刻都要去下一个脑袋都会下一个自由意志的决定，就是我相信还是我不相信。
My job as a teacher, for example, I just present the information, but I cannot make you believe the information.
就像我是一个教授，教师，我教导了。 但我没有办法强迫你相信或不相信。
And this is why a pastor or an evangelist or even if you're giving the gospel message to someone, you never get upset if the person doesn't believe your message.
所以呢，就很像任何一个教师或者是一个传教士，或者是你要把一个福音的资讯告诉别人了，然后结果别人不相信，其实你完全不需要觉得很难过。
Even though the Holy Spirit is convincing these people that the information is true, but he cannot make the person believe the information.
因为即使 是圣灵呢，会试着在那个人的脑中去说服他，证明给他这个是真的，但他也没有办法强迫这个人相信。
If the Holy Spirit could actually make that person believe, like force that person to believe, then free will would not be free.
如果说圣灵可以强迫这个人相信的话，那就代表的是自由意志不自由。
And free will must be free because we are supposed to be witnesses in the angelic conflict.
但是呢，自由意志必须是自由的，因为我们必须要扮演的是所谓天使征战的这个见证人。
If it was a corrupt court, and you see this in movies sometimes, there's a corrupt court and people are paying money to witnesses and saying, okay, well you need to say this, or if you don't say good things about the defendant, we'll shoot you. Now this is not free will, really.
就说有的时候我们在电影里面看到一个法庭，然后呢其实它是一个已经毁坏的腐败的一个法庭的话，那这个有的时候有人会偷偷的塞钱给那个见证人，说请他做假见证，那就完蛋了，这根本就是一个完全没有正义公理的一个假的。
So actually, even if somebody had a gun to your head and they said, we'll kill you if you don't believe the information or you don't say something, you still have your free will. You can choose to die because you stick by the truth. Then you become a martyr, of course. A martyr. Yeah, you can still make that decision. Even though you would die, you can stick to the truth.
所以呢，就像有人如果拿了一支枪顶着你要你去讲。做假见证，但是你还是可以选择啊，你可以选择被那个人枪杀了，而保持你忠于真理的一个正义心态。
We have this word in English as a martyr.
在英文有一个字叫 martyr。
For example, we talk about Stephen. In the Bible, we see Stephen was a martyr. He was killed because he presented the gospel message.And then the religious people, they stoned him to death because he was speaking the words of God.
Martyr 就是烈士，在圣经里面的 Stephen.
In the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面有提到我不知道翻成什么 Stephen, 就是他因为他要坚守着相信耶稣是救主的这个事情，而他被所有人拿石头砸死。
Yeah, he was told, you have to stop talking about Jesus Christ or we'll kill you. And he didn't stop.
Yeah, 因为他已经被那些人教说你一定要说这个耶稣基督是一个杀人犯 murder.
He was giving the gospel and people said, if you don't stop talking about Jesus.
对对对，因为他一直在传讲耶稣的事迹，那别人就说你必须停止，否则的话我们就会把你给杀了。
Now, Stephen had an excuse. He could be a coward and he could stop speaking the truth because he was going to die. And he would have an excuse for that.
如果这个 Stephen 他是一个非常非常胆小的人的话，他可以不用死，他只要不说了，他就不用死了。但是他是一个烈士。
But he still had his free will and he said, even though I will die, I will not stop speaking the truth.
而他呢，就是有他用他的自由意志啊。决定呢，即使是他可能要死了，他都不会停止去说真理。
And as a verb, we would say he was martyred. See, martyr is a noun. We use it as a verb as well. He was martyred because of his faith in Jesus Christ.
而所以呢，这个字烈士呢，它也可以当做一个动词。它虽然是名词，也可以当动词来用。就是他当时呢，是为了要证明耶稣基督而。
Martyrian. Now this is a Greek word here, and this is where we get the word martyr from. So this is a mu, this is an M, alpha is the A, rho comes in start here. So this is the R, you have a tau, the Y becomes the U in the, from the Greek to the English. So, maturian. So, this is where we get the word martyr from, is from the Greek word maturian. Probably an O because it's masculine. Maturion.
所以呢, 这个 martyr 这个字呢, 烈士这个字呢, 是从希腊文里面, 哦, 直接转过来的, 所以他把希腊文也变成了英文的这个 alphabet, 然后
But the interesting thing about this word maturion is it means witness. It's the Greek word for witness.
而这个字哈, 这个, 在希腊文里面也是所谓的见证者, 是同一个字。
Okay, but if you're a martyr, you're being, you know, you're becoming the ultimate witness, that you're willing to die for the things that you've seen and the things that you believe.
所以你如果是一个烈士,它的概念就是你为了你真的所看到的,你相信的事情,而愿意为他而死,你就成为一个真正的一个见证者。
Yeah, we talk about people being witnesses for Jesus Christ. Usually that just means you're telling people about Jesus Christ.
所以当我们讲说我们成为耶稣基督的见证人，其实我们常在好像认为就是说，我愿意说出耶稣基督是我们的救主这种借口和见证。
Is your microphone on?
Maybe.
Okay. But there's different levels of being a witness, of course.
但其实呢，所谓的见证它是有不同层次的。
And for example, you could die for your belief.
比如说你可以为了你相信的事而死。
Okay, so when the Holy Spirit is giving you the information, your free will is free. You can believe the information or not.
所以当圣灵给了你一个资讯，好，让你知道了。 但你还是可以经由你的自由意志来决定信或不信。Okay,
so you present the information to someone, you cannot force them to believe the information.
而你把这样的一个讯息又给了别人的时候呢，你却不能够去强迫他信或不信。But
if that person says no, they say, I don't believe, and they're free to do that, they're saying no to the Holy Spirit.
而若那个人说不，我不相信。 他是可以很自由的去表达这个看法，但他其实呢是说，是对着圣灵说no。
And that comes back to these three factors that the Holy Spirit is presenting, but again through a good, clear gospel message.
而回到这个三个圣灵教导的事情，这个圣灵教导的福音就是所谓的罪、正义跟审判，是由圣灵在教导的。
So you can see these things here. Again, first is sin, like we just now had the example of Romans 3:23. Which is God telling us, you are a sinner.
而上帝是告诉我们,
the Holy Spirit convinces us, or he tells us the truth about righteousness.
而圣灵也一样告诉我们真实的状况就是什么叫做公理。
And we had these verses in the first session, Isaiah 61:10. That told us that believing in the Savior, God puts us, He covers us with the clothes of salvation, the robe of salvation.
而上帝呢,就是让这个,
Actually, what was the word? I think it was like robes of righteousness, even. Let's go back to Isaiah 61:10.
I remember, is it like a clean robe?
Okay, but there's something mentioned in about the robes of righteousness or something. Can you see that here?
In Chinese, it is 清白.
Oh, okay. So I'll just bring it up again. We're just going to review that verse.
我们回来看一下以赛亚书61章第10节.
Is that the one there? So his
清白的袍.
Okay.
Oh, 拯救的衣, the salvation as a clothes.
Okay. And there,
let me see the image.
And it has this two things here. He has clothed me with the robes of salvation. He covered me with the robe of righteousness.
好,在英文里面他翻得很清楚,就是说他为我穿上救赎的衣,并披上正义的袍。
This draws a very close connection between righteousness and salvation.
所以 这一段句子很清楚地告诉我们，他给了我们两样东西，一个是救赎，一个是公正义公义。
Yeah, this is God's perfect righteousness.
这就是上帝要给我们完美的公义。
That's what we call plus R.
这个我们在写的话是正的 R.
Okay, so that was Isaiah 61:10.
所以以赛亚书六十一章第十节。
We also have the examples from Romans chapter 4, if you remember that. Abraham and David are presented as examples of people who believed in Jesus Christ and were given God's perfect righteousness.
罗马书第四章里面提到了大卫还有亚伯拉罕，他们是代表了所有的相信的人，他们会得到完整的正义。
And that's in contrast...to the negative R, the minus R, which is human righteousness.
而另外一种正义呢，是负的 R, 啊，这样的正义是人类自己自以为的正义。
We saw that in Isaiah 64:6 about the menstrual cloth. Your human righteousness, your human good works are like a menstrual cloth.
而在这个就是以赛亚书64章第六节，人的正自以为的正义呢，就好像是月经布一样的肮脏。
Okay, so the Holy Spirit will use these concepts from Scripture to convince you you need God's perfect righteousness.
所以呢，我们的这个圣灵，他会把这些经句啊、教导的教义呢，来在我们脑中非常清楚的来说服我们，让我们知道我们需要真正神的公义。
Okay, and the third thing that we saw from John chapter 16 was that the Holy Spirit convinces you about judgment.
而在约翰福音十六章里面呢，就讲到我们会需要得到一个审判。
And for example, John chapter 3 verse 36, that's condemnation or the wrath, and talks about the anger of God is upon those who don't believe in His Son.
而在约翰福音第三章三十六节里面呢，就讲到说，当神对于不信的人，他的怒火会降在那些不相信耶稣基督的人身上。
Now this concept of hell, and this is what we're talking about, an eternal judgment, this is in every religion in the world. You know, there's always going to be this concept of hell, even outside of the Bible.
所以呢，这个所谓的怒火会降在人身上的概念，其实就跟所谓的地狱在讲的是同一个概念。
Yeah, whatever religion, you could have people from all kinds of religion around the world, and even those that aren't really religious.
所以在其他宗教也都提到这个事情，就是尤其是那种非常宗教型的宗教，他们都提到会被惩罚的这个地狱。
These people have this idea in their mind, if they're not good, they're going to go to a bad place, like hell.
所以所有的宗教都在教导说，当有人是很坏的，他就会去到一个很恐怖的地方，就是地狱。
It's only the real atheists, we say like the hardcore atheists, those that don't believe in God, that don't believe in the concept of hell.
只有那些无神论者，他才会说，哦，他不相信神，他也不相信有地狱。
Okay, well you have some people they believe in reincarnation, how you die and you're born again.
那当然还有一些宗教会谈到的是这个叫做轮回，就是你死了以后你还会再重新的生出来。
Okay, but from my understanding, even most of those people think that if you're bad in this lifetime, when you're born again, you're born into some kind of a bad life.
就是所谓的轮回啊，就讲说如果你这一生做了坏人，你再生出来的时候呢，一定会更糟糕的人生。
So even in the natural thinking of man, they know about this concept of judgment.
所以其实就算没有受过任何宗教的教育的人，很自然的人类呢，就知道说这是有一个审判会发生。
Okay, but the Holy Spirit again convinces these people that if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, and again there's many verses, many concepts from Scripture, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they will go to the lake of fire forever.
所以圣灵呢就很清楚地教了，在很多圣经的不同经句里都有提到过，就如果你不相信耶稣基督，你就会得到一个审判，而你会最后会被送到火湖里被烧死。
And the problem with the unbeliever is not that they cannot believe these things, it's because they don't want to believe them.
而那些所谓不信者，他并不想要去相信这些事情会发生。
You know, they have been presented with the facts, and the Holy Spirit is telling them this is fact, that there's no way, there's no reason they cannot believe these things.
而圣灵一直不断地教，就说这些都是已经是事实了，已经展现给他，这些东西都是得真的会发生的。所以如果有人还是不信的话，那只能够说是他不愿意相信。
And that's why you cannot get angry with them. They're using their free will to make that decision.
所以你没有必要跟他生气啊，因为他根本是用他的自由意志在决定这件事情的。你这个生气是没有意义的。
Okay, and getting back to the example of Cain and Abel. Yeah, they were both presented with the same gospel message. Yeah, they were brothers. We can be sure that Adam and Eve were teaching them the same things.
而该隐跟亚伯呢？他们两个是兄弟，所以其实他们的父母亚当夏娃教的是一样的事情。
Okay, but again, like Abel, he believed, and Cain, he rejected the truth.
而但是呢，亚伯就相信了父母的所教，该隐他就是不相信。
And by rejecting the truth, he became an agent of Satan.
因为他拒绝相信那些真理，所以他变成了撒旦的代言人。
Okay, it wasn't he was an agent of Satan and then he rejected the gospel. It works the other way.
并不是因为他先变成了撒旦的代言人，所以他才不相信哦，是反过来的，他是先不相信，所以他就成为了撒旦的代言人。
Romans chapter 1 is another good passage you can go to, which tells us that people reject God because they want to reject God.
所以罗马书第一章里面就有提到说，当那些人拒绝上帝，就是因为他自己决定他要拒绝。
And it says because they rejected God, then they started to soak up the lie. That's when they started to worship the earth and they worship the creatures of the earth.
而因为他拒绝了上帝，所以他开始会吸进一些非常不好的想法跟哲学，他会跟各种奇奇怪怪的神，包括什么 土地神啊，土地公啊什么，就是他会因为他没有真理在脑子里，所以他就很容易吸，他空洞的脑袋就会开始吸到其他的一些杂讯。
And they started to worship the creation and not the creator.
所以呢，他们变成了是在那边崇拜那些被造者，而不是被造者，而不是去真正的去敬拜真正的创造者。
And then they started to have homosexual relations.
他们甚至开始了所谓的同性恋的关系。
This was because they first rejected God, and then they got into this weird behavior.
这都是因为他们先拒绝了神，所以他们才会进入那些奇怪的、非常诡异的一些行为。
It wasn't because they were involved in the weird behavior first, and then they rejected God after.
而不是因为他们先进入了奇怪的行为，所以他们才会拒绝神。
Right, so let's get back to the topic. We're talking about how the line of Jesus Christ, and this is part of the gospel message given to Adam and Eve from the garden, that their offspring would come in the future. It was a prophecy given to them.
所以呢，这我们现在讲的就是什么呢？就是耶稣基督他的那一条线，就是从亚当夏娃一直往下的那一条，这个叫什么线？就是他们的继承线吧。好，就是他提到这先有这他在伊甸园就已经教说将来会有耶稣基督的这一条线
okay,
and... 但是后来又有这个先知又再次的预言会有这样的未来的救赎者会从这一条继承线出生。
OK, so from their offspring would come the Savior.
所以在他们的未来呢会有一个拯救者会出生。
Now their offspring is going to be a human.
而这个人是一个人类。
And Jesus Christ and his he came into earth as a human. That was the humanity of Jesus Christ.
而耶稣基督他是在人世出生的真的一个人。
God needs to provide this body. It needs to be a physical body to take the punishment for the sins.
因为上帝他必须要提供一个真正的身体，而这个身体是一个人类的身体，要来承担所有的惩罚。
Okay, we talk about Jesus Christ when he came to earth at the first advent, he became the God-Man. Once he was born into the world as the child, the baby Jesus, this is the first time he becomes the God-Man.
而耶稣基督出生是以一个人神合体 是这人类里面第一个人神合体的一个小 baby。
Now, before that time in history, we do know there's many, many appearances of Jesus Christ appearing before mankind in some kind of a body, but it wasn't a human body. See, Jesus Christ did make appearances as the Lord or the angel of the Lord, for example, or the burning bush to Moses. You know, he was making the fire of the cloud of fire.
So, Jesus, 其实在从旧约我们看到他已经出现过好几次。但他每一次的出现呢，有的时候是代表了一个天使的一个使者来传递讯息，也像那个摩西看到了是在草丛里面的树丛中的一把火，就他用不同的形象出现。但是到了耶稣，他是第一次以一个人的人体、人形、人类的一个角色出现。
Yeah, so when we talk about the God man, this began in the cradle for Mary.
而当耶稣出经由圣母他玛利亚生出来变成是一个真正的一个小孩，他是第一个所谓人神合体的一个小孩。
And remember, from his deity, he actually spoke from the cradle, even as a very young child. You know, he was just a little baby, maybe 1 hour old. Little babies can't speak, but he made a prophecy from his soul, but coming through his deity.
而当他生下来可能只有一小时的时候呢，他其实就已经以他神圣的那一个神圣的那一面，就不是人类啊，是神的那一面呢，他就已经在他的脑中就已经有了一个预言了。
Okay, that was a prophecy where he said, for example, in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5,He said, you have prepared a body for me.
他的概念就是从希伯来书的十章五节里面说的，你为我准备了一个身体。
And that body is going to be the sacrifice.
而这个身体将会为未来的献祭所用。
So when the sins of the world were put upon Jesus Christ, they were put upon the human body, the physical body of Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以呢，所有人类的罪就会因此而放在他的这个人的身体上，而成为一个被处罚的身体。
I think it's in the book of Second Peter. He became sin on our behalf, or maybe Second Corinthians. Okay, he was made sin for us. Okay, but there's a verse, and it says he became sin for us. He was made sin on our behalf.
所以呢，现在一下子我们讲不出来是哪一个经句哈，但是它里面就是特别提到呢，他为我们成为我们的罪的替代者。
Because you can't punish God for sin.
因为你不能够去处罚神对人的罪，你无法去处罚在一个神的身上。
God is perfect, and God as deity can have nothing to do with sin.
神的圣是完美的，他不可能去承担人的罪。
So that's why we have the concept of the God-man, but as regarding our sins, the sins are put on the humanity of Jesus Christ.
所以对于人神合体的耶稣来讲，他是以他人的那一个身体来承担我们人类的罪。
Okay, and he became our mediator.
所以他成为我们的一个中介者。
Okay, now that comes out in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.Okay, and I'll bring up the verse there. It says, God is one, but the God-man. God is one, and there is one mediator of God and of men, the man Christ Jesus.
好，提摩太前书二章五节，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，就是基督耶稣，他自己也是人。
Because if you have a mediator, now remember a mediator is often somebody who works on behalf of two parties.
所谓的这个中保就是一个角色哈，它是在两者之间作为一个桥梁。
And they don't want to talk to each other or they can't talk to each other.
也许那两者之间是无法互相对话的。
And they have a mediator, which means a middleman who comes in and he works with both parties.
所以那个所谓的中间人，中保就是中间人，他就是呢要在中间传话，然后帮两边做事。
We have the example like the Palestinians in Israel.
就像以色列跟巴勒斯坦。
If they sat down to talk with each other, they'd probably kill each other at the table.
他们如果一起坐下来要谈话的话，说不定彼此会杀死对方。
Okay, and the United States have been stupid enough to volunteer themselves as the mediator.
所以呢，美国就常常就是扮演那个所谓的中间人来帮两边传话。
Okay, and I say stupid because Jesus Christ said there'll be no peace in the Middle East until he comes back.
我们为什么说美国做这个角色很笨呢？是因为耶稣基督有讲说，不到他回来，他们这边中东是不可能和平的。Yeah,
for some reason, the United States think they can bring peace between the Palestinians and Israel.
因为不了解为什么美国人真的以为他们可以帮以色列跟巴勒斯坦中间能够说服他们得到一个和平。
They don't believe the words of Jesus Christ. They said, well, Jesus said this is not possible, but we're going to try. We're going to spend billions of dollars to try to make this happen.
所以美国人呢就说，哦，耶稣基督曾经说过，这个不会和平的，但是我们一定要试着，我们把几千万、几千亿放下去，我们一定要试着让他们有和平。
I think every president since the time of the beginning of modern Israel has probably tried to make peace in the Middle East.
每一个美国的总统都试着想要去帮助中东的和平。
Yeah, that would be a great record for them, I guess. What do you say, like a great honor? If they can be known in history as the one that brought peace to the Middle East.
都在想说他们将来是不是可以历史留名，因为他们帮助了中东的和平。
Okay, so really this is not a good example of a mediator.
当然这不是一个很好的中间人中保的一个例子。<laughs> Okay,
but you get the concept where you have these two sides and they're both at war with each other, but both sides are friendly to the United States, for example, so the United States can be the mediator.
所以呢，这只是在简介说什么叫做中间人，什么叫中保，就是两边都愿意跟他谈话，但这两边彼此不愿意谈话，就会需要一个都愿意跟他谈话那个中间人，就是中保的意思。